Online Podcast 146. Hello, hello, ladies and gentlemen. We are back this week with our favorite Miss Cliffy.
Hello.
Hello, Cliffy. We're back this week. Thank you for coming back again and tell us the rest of your story, which I have no idea where we left off. Do you remember where we left off?
How do I know? I just...
Yeah, never mind.
Wait.
Hurry up.
I have to blow someone.
Oh, you have to blow someone? I thought you just did last week. Do you blow everyone every week or every day?
God, I'm a whore. What do you think?
Okay, I'm going to let you think about what we left off last week while I talk about your website. So if you want to listen to CDP, now CDP is it's somewhat like this, but not quite, because he is with the original O, which I dig people's story. I love to hear people's story. And of course, I respect your privacy. If you don't want to talk about it, you can tell me you don't want to talk about it, but I will dig, I tell you. So you can find out about CDP show, which is what CDP is, stands for. CDP stands for cock, dick, and penis. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. You have to put more emotion into it. Like you want
cock, dick, and penis.
Oh, yeah.
So we have...
I'm fingering myself right now.
Well, cdp.podshow.com. That's an easier pod... you can also find it, a link on onlinepodcast.com. So last week, I think we left off talking about your story, a little drama.
Oh, no, I remember now. You dig deep.
What is it?
My personal... You dig about my father.
Yes, I did. And I'm very grateful that you're sharing this with us. But, you know, I'm good that way. I make people talk about their personal stuff.
Oh, you are the original own.
I am the original.
The Oprah of the park as well.
Oh, yes. I'll make you cry. No, I won't. But, so tell us, last week, I think we talked about, before Cheryl creeped up, you know, we talked about...
Oh, is she here? Is she here?
She's not here this time.
Do you have the police? Do you have the police online? Because if she came here, I will have somebody tease her.
No, she won't be here. She won't be here. And so,
do you have like paper sprayed? Because I want you to be ready. Oh yeah.
Hey,
I want you to be ready.
Hey, I want you to talk about we'll talk about language too. But before we get into language, why don't you finish telling us about your story? So you were saying that you were telling us about when you were 17, 18, your father left you and your mom here. And it wasn't such a big impact on you, you said? Now, do you miss him?
Emotionally, no.
You don't miss him emotionally?
No. But I miss the money, though.
Are you not missing him because you don't want to? Or is it naturally, genuinely not missing him? How can you not miss somebody
Well, he was not really in my life that much.
Okay.
Yeah,
like you said, he was financially and also responsible, like, you know, material stuff and financially he was there, but not emotionally.
No.
So you're much closer to your mother, I assume.
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay.
But she's a drag.
Why is she a drag? Yeah. Like, you mean she's a drag queen?
That,
Wonder Wisdom? Is she Wonder Wisdom?
Hell no, my mom's skinny, okay?
Wonder Wisdom.
My mom is beautiful and skinny. That's why I want her to be a gold digger. I'm like, mom, please dig something. Be a gold digger. Yeah. We just find a rich man together.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And she's like, no, I'm a Christian. I'm a good woman, so I'm not doing that. I'm like,
Your mom take it when your father left?
Who knows? You know those Asian women, they always hide themselves
That's
in the
true.
Room. Who knows?
That's
Who
true.
Who knows what she like? She didn't even tell me until like she's like, you know, I don't even know when. I don't think she tell me like the first hand. And it's like after about 2 weeks, I'm like, honey, I have to tell you something.
Oh my God.
Your father left us. I'm like, you tell me that in 2 weeks? God. Ugh. So, you know, we can find a rich white guy in 2 weeks, okay, honey?
What about your coming out? You were about to tell me that, and then we went into your father's story last week.
Yeah, well, coming out was, like, easy, like, and the thing is, my mom kind of had it, so she actually went back to China for a year. So I think I got this, like, break. Like, my mom was kind of emotional baggage in a way. That's why I kind of...
That's why she's a drag.
Yeah. I kind of stuck in the mode that I don't want to hurt her even more. Because, uh-huh. you know, she's my mom. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as much as I don't like her, like, you know, she's all Christian and don't want to be my...
Oh, she's a Christian?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah, I'm a Christian.
And I... That's why you're boring.
Yes, but I ask good questions. That's why I need you here. I ask good questions, and you are the entertainment, and not I.
Oh, yeah.
So
well,
tell
anyway, yeah, she's like, no, I'm not going to be a gold digger. I'm like, fine, go back. Then she went back to China, which I got this, like, 1 year of, like, know her, and I kind of... She was a big baggage for me, like, emotionally. Mm-hmm. And when she was gone, I kind of have this time to focus on myself. So I really, like, dig deep into myself and see my future. And I, have this journey of, you know, just about myself. And I just figure out, hey, I'm gay. And I think this, because I'm in the place I am, it's very liberal here, mm-hmm. down in Oregon. So that's another reason for you to move, okay?
Now, sometimes we have to be in the not-so-liberal area so that we can educate other people.
So who care about... Oh, God.
I do. That's why I'm doing this show, because, Cliffy, I want your story to be heard by other Asian people who are struggling with their own sexuality. I want them to know that it is, well, not just only in the United States, but anywhere else, you can also live your life. I know it's easy to say because we're here in the United States and we're lucky, it's very difficult back in Asia, and I know you know that, and a lot of
my
friends...
Can I give some honest advice?
Yes.
Okay, I think to Chinese people or Asian people, like, we have, like, big family sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, or extended family. Like, they are gossiping.
I know.
And they're like, oh, God, the son is gay. Do you know the Lee family? Oh, the son is gay. Oh, blah, 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 blah. And then the next thing you know, it's like the whole entire family knows. And it's like, it's still sort of like this shameful thing to have a gay
totally
son
agree.
Or something.
I totally agree.
But I think the thing is, I find out, like, you have to take the family out, okay? You have to sort of live by yourself for a while to discover yourself by your own, not like those family members, like, gossiping, like, oh, God, you're not gay, what, blah, 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 blah. Oh, it's just a stage, honey. Like, I tell my mom that I'm gay, and she's still like, oh, it's just a stage, honey, you grow out of it.
Yeah.
I'm like, no!
In
no,
denial. I heard that on your show.
Pussy.
I heard that on your show. You were saying that she's, like, in denial. She's like, you'll pass it, and they keep asking you when you're going to get a girlfriend. And
yeah, one day I'll go so tired of her, I will make a gay porn and play it. On her birthday or something like that.
But is she
like,
back?
Mom,
is she back? She's back here, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm like, Mom.
No, another problem that we have also is because we have the Chinese family. Almost every son has that embedded responsibility that you have to continue the name.
Oh, yeah, that's like the biggest bullshit.
Yes.
For a lot of
I happen to be very lucky because I have a pair of parents who are very, very understanding and who are not completely atypical, entirely not expecting me to bear children or whatever. They are very happy.
Because you are not the first one, right?
Do you want to hear the real truth?
Yeah.
I have a brother. Oh, yeah. I'm the youngest. I have a brother who is an older brother.
I know it.
And a sister, and my sister is the oldest. But both my brother and I are both gay.
Oh my God! Serious?
Yes. So,
my God! It runs in the family.
I think some of them. Yeah. Because I can see some of my cousins are gay. But the thing is...
Oh my god, the cousins are gay?
I have some cousins.
Your family is like a big giant gay gene pool.
Yeah, the creative, the good ones are always gay.
Oh yeah, that's so true. Word, aren't we?
Mm, but the thing is, what I'm trying to say here is that it's very hard for my parents, but they don't care about relatives. And the one thing that I'm afraid of is not coming out to my parents, but is to see how my parents are being treated by all those 姨妈姑姐, all those relatives come over. And 姨妈姑姐 in Cantonese means like all those relatives that you rarely see, and they just want to gossip. And you know, it's very competitive. Asians are very competitive. So whenever there's a bad thing, they want to go badmouth the whole thing out to the whole family. So everybody knows. And so that they would win. So that is a part of why it is very difficult for people in Asia to be to be gay. And I do have friends who are completely out, or not completely out, but completely totally gay, but still get married eventually just to show the society to say, okay, I'm now married, so you can shut your big mouth, you know. So I'm sure that's the same too, isn't it, for you for Asian. You know, in China, wherever you are, that sort of. Are you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah. I'm in the United States of America, bitch.
No, I know, but don't you think, you know, that's the mentality? Even in the United States of America, even if you're Chinese, you probably still have that mentality.
Well, the different story is if you're a bitch like I am, it's an entire different story. You're like, you don't like me. You don't like me, I'm gonna stick a dildo up in your pussy.
See,
you will be liking me.
See, hey,
you will be liking me.
Cliffy, okay. I am like that too. I don't stick a dildo up their ass, but I...
Oh, I will fucking do it. I drop their pants and stick up to it. And for the husbands, I will blow them. I'm like, better than your wife, right? Everybody says, every married street guy says, I'm better, way better than their wife.
Now, this is what I do. I don't take shit from them. If I hear anything bad coming from their mouth to my parents, I will bitch them. But I also want to show them how successful and how good you can live your life even though you're openly gay. And I know it's not easy in the other countries and else in Asia. It's not easy at all. But I just want to know. I just want to let our stories, you know, out there so that people can hear it and see, oh my gosh, there's a spark of hope. You know, I don't have to be somebody else just because I want to fulfill my responsibility as a child, or you want to fit into the society's mold, especially in the Asian countries. So that's why I think no matter how... you have a variety of shows. You can listen to Cliffy, which is our... what is your official title? The Asian Talk Queen?
The Chinese Talk Queen.
The Chinese Talk Queen. Yeah, that's right. Chinese Talk Queen. I think, aren't you like maybe one of the, you're probably the first few Asian podcasters, don't you think?
Oh yeah, right after you, bitch.
Yeah. I start.
That's why I'm so mad at you. You were like the first one. God, it's the first one already?
Maybe, I don't know, but I don't
kill
care.
Kill her! Somebody kill her!
Cliffy, if you want to be the first one, you'll be the first one. I don't care. But
like when you were showing like us like snowstorm, I'm like, oh god, you know, you drive in the snowstorm and have a car wreck. I will be the first podcaster, the Chinese podcaster.
Oh no, you'll be officially. I pass the first Chinese podcaster to you if you want it, but I'm gonna be older anyway. But, you know, it doesn't matter. As long as you are sharing the story, I think you're doing something good. Even though...
Oh, my God, you're stripping, so Oprah.
I'm so Oprah, and I'm very... Am I the Chinese Oprah, or am I the Chinese Wonder Wisdom? Some listeners actually...
No, yeah, no Wonder Wisdom. Honey, don't go there. Go to the gym, please, honey. Go to the gym. Live up to the gay Asian standard, skinny and
annoyed. No, see, now the reason why I'm fat is because I want to break the Asian stereotype. Not all Asians are hot and skinny and good looking like our Criffy.
Honey.
Some of us
honey,
are fat,
honey,
bloated, and ugly. Well, I'm not ugly, but I'm I'm definitely not skinny.
Honey, after you lose the weight,
yes,
you'll be GQ. You will be a GQ model.
I'll be, oh.
Honey, trust me.
Oh, thank you. But anyway, let's skip.
I mean, it pains me to say this after all those layers of fat of Wanda Wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
All the amino acids are taken away. That bitch can audition for the American Next Top Model. It pains me to say it, but that's the truth, okay?
It hurts you to say it.
I've seen her skinny.
It hurts you to say, no, it pains you.
It hurts me. See, that's one of those things. Oh, God.
Now, I see, I can relate, though. I'm not making fun of you because I can totally relate. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about language.
Okay.
So, what are the things that is very difficult for you to say, or like when you just said that, you know, it pains me instead of it hurts me? I don't think I have that problem, maybe sometimes, but my main problem is I sometimes cannot hear the difference between certain words. Like when last few shows, I was talking about, I was doing my taxes and I could not.
Taxes.
I cannot hear the difference. And maybe I do now because Brad from Chicago told me, and also VJ told me that I can actually say it, but maybe I can say it now because I've been practicing it so many times. And so that is one of my problems. I could not also hear the difference, and therefore, hence, I could not say it. I could not pronounce it like sneaker and snicker. I still have problem like when I say Cliffy and Cliffies. Sometimes I still have the problem when the E sound and the I sound is very hard for me. What about you?
I don't know. Sometimes I just stuck on one pronunciation of the whole entire word and just like...
Just what the pronunciation?
Like I stunk on one syllable of this word.
Like you get stuck.
Like, and you just stuck. And sometimes I just can't say the simplest word out of my mouth. I'm like, blah.
Now you do have you do have I have the accent as well, but I think your accent is pretty thick. I mean, I can tell that you are not as you can tell that I'm not a native English speaker, but I can tell.
But your accent, I'm a little bit jealous of you because your accent isn't as thick as I am.
Now, there may be a reason why, because I naturally have a sort of like a gift almost for languages. I like languages is what I'm trying to say. But also, there's another thing that might help is, Cliffy, is to find your gold digger, and stay in the same house. And if you live with him for the last 8 years, your English will improve. I mean, not that your English is bad. I think the pronunciation and the way you speak sometimes comes from your environment too. So I think if you live with somebody that you have to speak English to day in and day out, you would be better. Because I've been staying with my partner for the last 8 years.
That's how it works. I should live with someone instead of blowing them. Oh.
Yes, exactly. Because when you blow them, you don't get to practice your English. That's why that's why it's a little bit difficult, because your mouth is full. You'll be saying, oh, instead of taxes or Texas. Do you have any other example about the difficulty? I mean, more specific example.
Another day I was trying to talk about Grey's Anatomy.
Okay, that's good. Say that again.
Yeah, the Grey's Anatomy.
Say that again, darling.
Let me have all my pals, you bitch.
Say that again.
I never hear you laugh like that.
I do. You don't listen to my show, so you never hear me laugh like that. I always laugh like that.
Okay, Grace. I actually got that word done a few times.
The first time you sort of did. The first time you sort of did. But now.
Grace Anatomy. No, I'm not.
sorry. And you know I laugh because I love. We're all both Chinese sisters. Okay, say that again. I really enjoy it. Say that again.
Grey's Anatomy.
Okay, see, perfect.
Sometimes I have to go really fast.
Uh-huh.
To kind of flow it out.
The more you think about it, the harder it gets.
Yeah, and sometimes I have to talk slightly slower. But one thing interesting, though,
mm-hmm.
if I put a European accent, I sound way better.
Oh, you should speak that then. We'll both speak with that.
Hello. How are you, darling?
How are you? No, that wasn't quite it. How are you, darling?
I'm good. I'm quite fantastic. Fabulous.
Good.
I just give a few blowjobs in the morning. And tonight.
Do you know what? That is very true, because I have the same problem also. Sometimes, now, of course, when I learn English, I actually learned the British Queen's English, because I come from Malaysia.
Yes, I did. Yes,
so you did too, right?
Uh-huh,
so,
over China.
Therefore, American has a different way of pronouncing the words, and sometimes the laziness of a certain consonant actually makes it even harder for us to do. So if we were to pronounce like later, would be much easier than to say later. You know,
later, like, darling.
Yeah, isn't it easier than saying later?
I don't know.
Say later.
Later, later, later.
Yeah, that I think is harder than saying later. Don't you think?
Later.
I think if you're not lazy with your consonants, it's actually easier when you pronounce it in things.
I don't know. I just think the British could give me more sex appeal.
Oh, you have sex maybe appeal no matter what.
Maybe I can get a few blowjobs, honey.
Say, Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy. So I sound better, darling.
It's your N. Say that again.
Yes, the A-N-A. I just cannot do it. Anatomy. Isn't it?
Anatomy. I think of anus. Anatomy. Think of anus.
Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, there you go. Good job.
Grey's Anatomy.
See, think of Grey's anus anatomy. And it works.
Anus. This show is getting dirty. I think this is the dirtiest show you have ever done.
Oh no, darling, you don't listen to my show. I go very dirty with my show.
Your mom's listening, isn't it?
My mom did not listen to this show. My mom listens to the other podcast that I have.
I think she should be listening to this one.
Oh, she's welcome to listen to it, but
you might have a little brother or sister later.
Huh? Who? Why?
Because I'm so provocative, honey, of course. I might inspire some sex intercourse action.
So let's go back to language again. What else do you speak besides English?
Mandarin.
Okay, do you want to?
And I learn Cantonese on my own just by watching TV.
Watching TV, okay.
See, that's one of the things living in California isn't really helping your language, because they have like Chinese televisions. Actually, a few channels, so you don't watch. You know, I think
Fei Choi Tao Ya.
Hiya.
Hong Kong Fei Choi Tao. Hong Kong 无线电视翡翠台.
欢迎收看. I think that's one of those down things, because you just watch those Chinese television, and you don't. I think I learn a lot of English just from watching TV, and I think my accent got slightly better by, you know, watching TV and sometimes trying to say along with those people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you learn Cantonese through TV. You sort of learn English through TV as well. I mean, I learned some of my English through TV also when I was in Malaysia. But so say something in Cantonese for us.
大家好。
大家好，你叫咩名啊？
Cliffy 啊。
你叫 Cliffy 啊？你最中意嘅歌星系边个啊？
王菲啊。
王菲啊。OK, let's.
系啊，我中意王菲啊。
你好中意王菲。
我的天空。
Oh my God, I know that song.
为何光满十里。
I know. Why do all gay people like Wang Fei? Why do all gay people like Wang Fei?
佢好靓啊！佢系麦当娜，中国嘅麦当娜噶。
中国 what？
中国嘅麦当娜。
中国嘅麦当劳啊？
Madonna. I can pronounce that word in English perfectly. Madonna. Hiya.
Okay, what about besides Cantonese? So I speak Cantonese as well.
I know that.
What about other dialect or other languages?
Well, my native one, the native. Place I born. Yeah.
You sound like you say native. Say it again.
Native.
Think anus. Native. Every time you want to say something with an N, think anus, and then you will be able to say it.
Anus. Native.
See, it works every single time, Cliffy.
God, you are dirty.
I know I'm good.
You are dirty, bitch.
I'm good. I'm very inspirational with an anus picture. I should, I should wear a picture of an anus, and then if I have to do and teach anybody to speak English, you know, who has a problem saying N.
Would that also get you into a gym?
No.
We can have like the trainer have an open crotch leather pan or something.
Actually,
like that.
If you live close by, I actually would go with you.
That's nice. Come live with me.
I would actually go with you. Oh, we would have so much fun, don't you think?
Oh yeah.
But I'm really bad though. I have a friend of mine who is working on an exercise regime for me right now, and because I was supposed to have a minor surgery the other day, like on one of the Thursdays last few weeks ago.
And your liver something?
Yeah. How did you know? And
I'm listening to a podcast, bitch.
Oh, thank you. Ugh. But anyway, I was supposed to have my liver biopsy, and then they canceled the liver biopsy thing because they say I don't need it anymore. So my stupid thing is I stopped the exercise before I did the surgery because I know that I'm supposed to stop the exercise. Now,
you know what?
I have
you should
back.
Have that surgery. it's throwing a tummy tuck.
I just need to exercise. I don't know, but I'll do it. I'll do it for you.
Well, they're gonna open it up anyway, honey.
I'll do it for the Asian population.
Why not just tuck it?
No. I need to be the fat Asian. You know, you are the beautiful, gorgeous, skinny Asian, and I have to be the fat Asian. Otherwise, there's no representation. You know, so I'm fat for a reason, darling.
Honey, learn from Oprah. Lose that weight.
Oprah is still fat.
Oh, she is. She is. That's true.
But she's much thinner, though. Maybe I should. That's a good thing that you said that I should be Oprah, like Oprah. Yeah, maybe
the
I'll do that.
The podcast of Oprah.
Yeah, the podcast of Oprah. Well, anyway, I know. Oh my gosh, we're almost done again. What?
No.
I know. You know what? We should do this more.
Oh yeah.
You know, you can have me on your show next time.
Okay.
But I'm not. But the thing is, I'm not sexy, and so I don't.
No, honey, just give a blowjob to your boyfriend.
Oh, I do
That's
that.
That's okay. Yeah,
I do that.
You can do that on my show.
But I don't ooze out.
Do you need
sex
a boyfriend
appeal.
To blow?
Huh?
Well, your mouth looks nice.
Oh yeah, I give really good hair. But the thing is, no, I don't ooze out sexual appeal as much as you do because I already have a boyfriend. I have a partner for a long time, and so I'm not really promoting myself like that way, right? But you
are. You guys still have sex?
Oh yes, we do.
Oh
yeah, but the thing is, that's why you know I don't need to. Go out and look for it. But the thing is, you know, our show is different, but I'll be happy to be on your show. But I think it's probably more appropriate if you come on my show. Oh my gosh, if you come on my show. If you are up here on my show.
Oh, that would be funny. That would be a party. That would be a pool party, honey.
Hey, you know what? If
your life will be exciting again.
Hey, Cliffy. Now, you don't have any problem pronouncing R and L, do you? I think you probably have more problems.
Actually, no, but the funny thing is that I actually mess up sometimes, but I don't have a problem with it. But I don't know why. Sometimes I just mess it up.
I do that, too. I do that, too. Everyone's in
but
a
But I don't
just,
have a
like,
problem
stumble.
Pronouncing it.
Yeah. It's the N. Think of anus. Think of anus when you say N. Like, say pronounce.
I'm going to get a t-shirt with anus. N stands for anus.
That is so wrong.
I'll put the N into the anus.
But that's good, though. Maybe you should. And so before we go, And I'll be more than happy to have you back in here. There's so many other things that I haven't even asked you, you know? More personal, more Oprah-y stuff, you know? The time is already almost up. So I want to ask you to, one last question. And I don't want this to be sexual related. I want this to be the deep side of Cliffy.
Okay, go ahead.
What is one most special or important thing for you in life?
What do you mean? Like one ground?
If this world ends to tomorrow, what is the one most important thing that you want to have or you want to do or you want to do? What is the most important thing to you in life?
You won't believe this.
Yeah.
You won't believe this.
Go ahead and say it.
Okay, this is so juicy.
Try us, yes.
I want to lose my virginity.
What?
Okay, I'm a show! No! Oh my god, here's Cheryl Murkowski is coming!
Oh my god, you bitch!
So, you want...
Shut it!
Did you say virginity?
Something around it.
No, yeah, say that again. Try that again. Didn't make sense.
Oh, shut it, bitch! You had it. You have a juicy thing, okay? You gotta go over all the podcasts. Oh my god! Did he say virginity?
When did you lose your virginity?
I don't know. I was drunk.
Oh, you were drunk, but you wake up tomorrow, and when was that?
I don't know. I was hangover.
What after the hangover? Maybe when you were 17, 18, 19, 20?
I think I drunk myself.
You drunk yourself?
I draw myself, or I hang myself something. I'm a zombie, you know.
But yeah, but you should know it.
I'm a living zombie.
Have you... Okay, how about this? Okay, we're going to continue on a little bit longer. How about this? How many serious relationship or boyfriends have you had since you came?
I'm just one-timing. I'm a really whore.
So you don't have a... you're not in a relationship.
I haven't found my golden goose yet.
Your golden goose.
Yeah.
So are you only looking for golden daddies? Or are you actually also looking for a relationship?
Well, if the golden daddy is just hot, still got it, I'll go. Yeah, I'll go into a relationship. Why not?
And so he has to be hot and rich.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And very white.
And very white. Okay, that's fine. You can have all your whiteness. What about you have a very rich Asian, how about just say Chinese specifically, not very good looking, but very rich, but very much love you. Would you consider that?
I'll give a week.
A week?
I'm really good to dig. I'm really good on digging.
Have you been digging much
and
lately?
I can work my way out around Asians like nobody else.
So what is the best selling point of you? What do you use to sell to those golden geese?
God, just take a look at my striptease, honey.
Okay, how about this? Okay, this is cool. Okay. If you were to have one thing fixed on yourself, your face, your body, any part of you, what would it be?
I want to be taller.
You want to be taller? Okay, that's interesting. How tall are you?
I'm like 5'6".
5'6". Yeah, that's a little cute, but you're an Asian. You're expected to be small, right?
How tall are you, bitch?
I'm 6". Not 5'6". I'm 5'11" and a half.
Because I want to be a supermodel.
Oh.
I want to disguise myself to be auditioning for the American Next Top Model.
You can still. They have that like a
I'm
height.
Too short.
Oh, okay.
Short. That's why I always want to wear heels.
You are cute in your own way. How about that?
I'm cute and lonely.
You're cute and lonely?
Did you say lonely?
No, I said you are cute in your own way.
Oh, shut up. That's another way to say ugly.
No, short. You're not ugly, but you're short. You're not short, actually. 5'6 is not very short, is it? I don't really know what 5'6 is. Well, because I am slightly above average if you compare me to other Asians. I'm slightly above average, so I've always been taller than other people. But when I come here, I become the average here. So maybe you actually stand out more. But you know what? You can get to buy those junior clothings.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
After I aired that part, a lot of like beer daddy email me like, oh, honey.
Beer daddy?
Still buying junior bear daddies.
What are those? Oh, bear. Okay. Oops.
I pronounced that word really good.
Okay, say that again.
Bear daddies.
Okay, that's good. I thought you meant beer. Like pijo. Beer.
Oh, no, honey, no.
Bear.
No,
okay,
I don't drink beer.
A bear daddy.
Bear. I can pronounce that.
It's very close, though. Bear and beer.
Oh, I forgot. You cannot tell the differences.
I know, I'm bad. But, gosh, this show is getting long. So, thank you, Cliffy, again. Is there anything, any last word that you want to tell the audience tonight? Today, whatever.
Oh, honey, if you want to be more outrageous, you have to be ready for this big giant star. Okay, I'm a big giant star. My ass is like way all over the place. Okay, everybody's fantasy dream. Okay.
So if you like hot, if you like good looking, hot, skinny, fit Asian, you have to go over to cdp.podshow.com. If you like a fat Asian, you just stay here on onlinepodcast.com.
Honey, go to the gym.
I will. So thank you so much, Cliffy, and hopefully we'll get to do this again, okay?
Oh, yeah, I have more juicy stuff.
Oh, I will dig them out. Thank you. Say bye to everyone.
Bye-bye. Mwah. Oh, anyone needs a blowjob?
Yeah, anybody wants blowjob, where can they find blowjob from you?
Okay.
Where? cdp.pacho.com. Email him. And thank you to all those listeners, and I'm sure this is an interesting show to all of you. And if you want to have any comment, please go to onlinepodcast.com and leave comment, or you can call my comment line at 206-888-JOHN, or just send me an email at online@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you another time. And all everybody have a good week, or whatever the hell you are doing, and don't forget to smile. Bye-bye.